Round two of the US Open is underway with Australian world number two Ashley Barty, one of those in the mix today. As the field starts to narrow, though, player behaviour is again distracting from the on-court action. You may have heard this in the news. Nick Kyrgios facing a possible suspension after labelling the game's governing body corrupt and swearing at an umpire.
ATP is pretty corrupt anyway, so I'm not fussed about it at all.
What do you mean?
Well, I got fined $113K for what? Why are we talking about something that happened 3 weeks ago when I just chopped up someone first round of the US Open?
Nick Kyrgios speaking there, since walked back from some of those assertions to a degree. Christopher Cleary is a tennis correspondent for the New York Times. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hey, good to be with you.
Even by Nick Kyrgios's standards, that was quite an assertion.
Yeah, he's since, as you said, he's backed off of it today quite considerably. I think he realizes he's, after they've announced the second investigation, he already's been facing one based on things that happened in Cincinnati when he got that big, big fine earlier in the month. Now he's facing the second one for the comment last night, and he quickly backed off it in social media, saying he didn't mean to use those words, they were too strong, and saying he felt there was more a case of unequal treatment and inconsistent treatment, and he felt like he was in some ways suggested he was being singled out in some ways in that statement. But that investigation from the ATP is still going on.
How much trouble is he in now? How far could the ATP go in punishing him this time?
Well, under its major offense code, which is where he is now, it's the same thing that happened back in 2016, if you remember, when he was suspended for a pretty short time, ultimately only 3 weeks, when the incidents happened in Shanghai, when he was kind of walking off the court during points and for lack of effort. Now, this is another major offense investigation. He's got two of them. So if one of them comes through and they end up deciding that it's the case, he could be suspended for up to a year. It's certainly possible. They have a lot of leeway. I don't think it'll go that far, but I would be very surprised at this point, based on his history, that there isn't some kind of suspension. The question is when it would come.
Australians, I think it's fair to say, have relatively mixed views on Nick Kyrgios. How does he go down with American tennis fans?
You know, I think Nick is a global figure just because of his talents and his personality and the way he comes across when he plays his matches. Fans are drawn to him all over the world. He's got incredible charisma and huge talent on the court, as we all know. But his behavior is very polarizing. Alienates a lot of people because they see the lack of respect for umpires, even occasionally for spectators. Although, to be fair to him, he's been heckled quite a lot, and he's reacting sometimes in a very human way to that. But he's a character who evokes strong feelings and strong emotions everywhere in the world, and the United States is no different.
I suppose a player that Australians have far less trouble supporting is Ash Barty. For listeners in the eastern states, she's about to play her second round match. How's her form been?
You know, form looks pretty good. She's had a wonderful season. Did not have a great Wimbledon, but I think she's got a good patch of form again now coming in. She's also fortunate because almost all the matches have been canceled here in New York today because of rain. But now, after we've copied the Australian Open and we have some roofs here now, they have some options. And she's going to be playing very shortly here on Louis Armstrong Stadium, the newest stadium here at the Open. And I think it's an interesting matchup. She's playing Lauren Davis, very, very fast, very short player with a lot of abilities, beating some good players in the past. Should be an interesting matchup.
And how do you think she'll fare longer term in this Open?
Yeah, it's hard to say. The women's game is, as we've seen from the results, it's so unpredictable with the balance of talent that there is, and so many players can handle power now, and so many players can ride a surge of form and end up with a big title. It's just happened again and again in the last 2-3 years as Serena has stopped dominating. But Ash is certainly on my short list of players if she plays to her level, who has a good chance to win, and I think she's probably going to be in good position to end up number one at the end of this tournament as well if she goes a little bit deeper. But I'm a great fan of her talent, great fan of her personality. Does she have the game to dominate week to week? Don't see that yet. But she certainly has the game to win other big titles.
Christopher Cleary, thank you very much.
My pleasure.